Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Rena Shenawati is here, too. Rena is a new friend. She's the executive director of the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship in the great state of New Jersey. She's been doing this for a number of years, helping women put their best foot forward in the marketplace. And we love talking about women business owners on the show. Rena Shenawati, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's good to have you here, and I'm so proud of you for the work that you're doing. Tell us what's going on at the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship in New Jersey.
Well, all micro businesses right now are suffering tremendously from the coronavirus and the shutdown, and we have a lot of people who have applied for PPP, and now is the time to be applying for forgiveness. So we're helping them walk through the forgiveness,
right,
which a lot of people are very nervous about because nothing is clear. They're not accepting applications.
Rena,
I
want to talk about that in a minute. But first, I want you to tell us what's going on at the center. What are you guys help? How are you guys helping people with their businesses? Let's do that first.
So we help all micro business owners to either start the business or, if they have one, to grow it. And we offer any type of support that someone needs. We either have it, we have subject matter experts that can help, and if we don't, we will find it for you. So we'll always try to give someone a contact, or we have these classes, we have one-on-one business counseling that we'll provide. So anything that you can think of, we probably have someone that can assist with it.
Right, and of course, Women's Business Centers. Your organization is a Women's Business Center, and they're part of the SBA, right? They're associated
correct.
With the SBA.
Correct. We are one of 110 Women Business Centers in the nation, and we're all SBA programs proudly. And there's another 30 to 40 that are about to be added to our network.
So you're connected to and partially supported by the SBA. But you're also locally determined, right? I mean, you formed this yourself locally, and I mean, it is somewhat independent at the local level, right?
Yes, so we are an independently registered 501c3 registered nonprofit.
There you go.
And we receive a grant from the SBA,
That
grant we have to match. So we're always looking for donations, and all of those fundings are independently run by our nonprofit, but it is overseen, and we do receive audits by the SBA to make sure that we're spending correctly.
Right. And so I'm glad to see that the numbers have grown a little bit from when I was tracking those numbers a few years ago, and good for you for what you're doing over there. In terms of women in business, when I was tracking that number a little closer, women business ownership was the fastest growing sector in the small business group. What do you think?
That's still correct. So we are still growing businesses at double the rate as startups for men. Unfortunately, the number that reached the million mark are half.
Right.
So we have a lot more businesses, but we're just not getting to those big numbers. And one of the biggest reasons is a lot of women don't access support like from the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
And the statistics show that when entrepreneurs do seek out and receive technical support like what we offer, they have a much higher chance of remaining in business and of thriving and of reaching that million-dollar mark.
A lot of women go into business for themselves out of necessity, and their business model is often a lifestyle model that they don't necessarily think of as a model to scale. Would you agree with that?
I do agree with that. I see that a lot. A lot of women start passion projects because they have a hobby that they're in love with, and they're encouraged to turn it into a business. And sometimes it works very well. and especially when they have that mindset. So mindset is a major factor in achieving those higher levels and achieving those revenue marks. And if they, again, either have it themselves or they join a group or they join these technical support groups and receive that encouragement and pitch their ideals a little higher, that's when they can get there. But a lot of women don't actually shift into that mindset, and they remain to keep their business small and to keep it more like a hobby.
And God bless every one of them who do that intentionally, because a lot of men do the same thing, Rena. There is absolutely nothing with being a small business owner and staying small. You know, it's not what you make, it's what you keep. And it's also, and 50% of it is what makes you happy. That's what I think. What do you think?
Absolutely. And it's really interesting because you hear that a lot from women. So women are really doing it most of the time for pleasure. And when you ask women what is their why, and you ask them a second or third time what is their why, most of the time it's about having an impact. It's about contributing to their communities. It's about helping their families.
Feeding their families. It's very rare
that you'll hear women say, I'm doing this for the money.
Right. Well, and they get to a level they feel comfortable with. And frankly, the women business owners that I want to help and I want you to help the most are the ones who could scale and who want to scale, but lack the expertise. Maybe they lack the confidence. I've always said that men are more confident than they're justified in being, and women are less confident than they're justified in being. What do you think about that?
I think that's very true, and I've read a lot of scientific studies about that as well, and it's true. A lot of it is, honestly, I've seen studies where they say that it's biochemical, and people who have taken different types of hormone therapies to switch genders will often feel exactly what you described.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's fascinating to me.
There's no question about it. If I ever fuss at women, I fuss at them for not claiming the capability that they actually possess. You know, be confident in yourself. You're more capable than that guy over there who's beating you in the marketplace. He's acting about half of what he's doing is an act, and he's pulling it off. Confidence is inspiring in the marketplace. And demonstrating that. And if I could give women anything, I wouldn't give them money. I'd give them confidence.
And I agree.
So we're going to come back and talk about some of the technical things that Rena's organization, the Women's Center for Entrepreneurship in New Jersey, what they're doing to help women deal with the coronavirus pandemic, with the Paycheck Protection Program, with forgiveness. We'll talk about all that after the break. It's 20 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.